Hey everyone, this is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Hi, oh my goodness, I know it's been a while. I haven't really checked in with you guys for about a week or so, I guess, right? But I have a quick nugget that I wanted to share about discipline and motivation. And you hear a lot of people, you know, I have just started Fit Life to encourage people who want to get back to working out, to wellness, to fitness, to living well, you know, as well as we possibly can, and to just do it, just start, you know, and you can start, you can stop, and guess what, you can start again. And something that I hear in the wellness community a lot, or the fitness community, is when you don't have motivation, you need discipline, because you're not going to always feel motivated to do what it is that you do. But when you're not motivated, you need discipline. And I can understand that logic. However, they both work in tandem. I will prove it to you. When something is always keeping you disciplined, something is always motivating you to continue to be consistent, to continue to be disciplined in any area of your life. Do not despise the small things that help you or motivate you throughout your day, your week, to keep that discipline. Now, I went to the store. I didn't really eat a whole lot today, you know, and yes, they say do not go to the store hungry. So I went to the store, you know, and I'm looking at this food like, man, I just want something quick and some cheesy goodness, you know, and I'm just like, I know it's gonna mess my stomach up and I ain't really got that kind of time, but, you know, I really wanted it. I said, man, I really want a pizza right now, something, lasagna, you know, I was in the mood for something that I know for my body is not going to treat me well. I just know, you know, I know that. And I have a goal that I want to hit. And so I'm walking through the aisles and I'm looking at this stuff and I'm just like, you know, a piece of cake would be really good right about now, you know, some pie, some cookies, you know what I'm saying? Something would be really delicious right now. But you know what was my motivation? The fact that I have a goal that I want to meet and hit. And what motivated me was, you are way too close to this goal. No, ma'am. You can't do that right now. Not right now. You feel me? You know, you can maybe a celebratory thing after, you know, you hit your goal or whatever. But right now, no. That's what motivated me. Not to pick those items up, to get some more healthier choices, you know, some more healthier light items, you know, light on the carbs or whatever the case may be. Something that I knew that wasn't going to, you know, mess me up, make me wake up sick, nauseous, whatever the case may be. Because I want to feel well. And, you know, though I really wanted that, I'm in a place of discipline where, you know, I have a goal to meet. So guess what? That's my motivation. When you go to that gym, whether you're tired or not, guess what? You're not going to the gym without an energy drink, a cup of coffee, something that's going to pump you up to do your workout. That is your motivation. That's the motivation. Liquid courage is what they call it, right? So no, you can't have discipline without motivation. They work together. Something, you have a why, you have a goal, you have something that you want to meet that is your motivation to keep you disciplined, because you know what? The goal is more valuable to you than saying, okay, I'm not going to stay disciplined because of whatever, right? You're making a decision because that's what's motivating you to hit that goal. And you know, if you're going to hit that goal, there's certain things that you're not going to be able to do. There's certain things you're not going to be able to eat at certain times or whatever the case may be. And because I'm on the upward swing, man, that just popped in my brain and I'm in there, I'm in the store, and I just wanted to encourage you guys, you know, find something that motivates you. Because even when we get up for work, what motivates us to work? Because we want to make money. That's our motivation, right? I mean, so it ain't just because I'm disciplined to go to work. Because, honey, listen, this morning it was a struggle. This rain made me just want to lay in bed all day, honestly. But what was my motivation? I got work to do. I have to get up. I got stuff I got to do. I can't just be laying in bed, you know, doing nothing all the time. You got to get up and you got to do what you got to do. So my motivation was work, because I want to do what I got to do, right? You want to make money, you got to go to work, whatever the case may be, whatever it is that you have to do to take care of yourself, bills or whatever. Then two, what else motivated me? Had a little bit of energy drink. You know, I had something that gave me caffeine, which was liquid courage to get me through my day. That's motivation, right? You're not just disciplined without these things. And listen, I know some people want to say that they just got all this discipline, you know, they just got it. Listen here, nobody just got it like that, okay? Because it's true. We are going to have days we really don't want to do it, but we pull on something that motivates us to get up and do it. Something is pushing us to go. It might be a friend that pushes you to go. It might be the fact that you know that if you go do that workout, you're going to feel better, right? You're going to release something. What is that? Dopamine? Certain endorphins, dopamine, when you work out, is a feel-good, happy hormone, and you want to feel good. So guess what? That's your motivation. They work in tandem. I don't know if people feel some type of way about motivation, but you should be excited about motivation, because we all need motivation in a time that we're living in. And it's hard for a lot of people, you know, in the industry that I work, I talk to a lot of people, and people share a lot of things with me. And I want to share something with you. I helped this lady today with a policy, and you know, she shared with me some personal things, but overall she said, you know, I've been going through so much, I've been going through a lot, and I had to just stop for a moment and I had to just say to myself, I love you and you're gonna be all right. And I just smiled, because I think to myself, when I was younger, I saw this post that said, what if you could say anything to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell her or him? What would you tell yourself when you were younger? And that's something that I should have told myself when I was younger. And it made me smile, because it's like, that's so beautiful. Yes, I love you. And everything is going to be all right. And sometimes when you go through things, you don't feel like everything is going to be all right. Sometimes you don't feel like doing this, or feel like going forward, or feel like doing that. You know, you're just over it. You're over it. But I want you to pull on a why. Pull on something that, a end goal, something that you can say, you know what, this is the vision, this is what I want, this is what I've been working towards, and let that be your motivation to keep moving forward. If you got to stop for a moment and say, you know what, I love you, and you're going to make it, you're going to be all right, everything is going to work out just fine, it's going to work out. Had I known at my age now, I'm not telling you all my age, when I was 18, that I would be okay. Now, I went through so much, you know. Lost my mom very young, didn't know my dad. And so, being someone who, you know, was just that kid, I guess you could say, you kind of struggle with knowing who you are And, you know, when people treat you differently when you don't have your parents, right? And I went through that very young, and just a lot of painful experiences. And I always had something, you know, and my motivation, I think, mainly was my great grandmother. You know, I had her longest, and though she couldn't do a whole lot for me, she did a lot for me. Spiritually, she did a lot for me as far as being a motivating force in my life through everything that I went through, and shared some things with me before she went on to glory, you know, that I get now later on in life. I get it now. You know, I didn't get it then. It was just words then. You know, I'm like, why is she saying this to me? You know, I'm like, I'm going through some stuff right there. What's going on? And then so now I get it, you know? And so I just want to encourage you that if you're going through something right now, go through it. You will make it through. Tell yourself that you love you. And everything is going to be all right. If you're the only one that tells you this today, tomorrow, next week, this month, this year, if you have to tell yourself every single day that you love you, then you tell yourself that. Know that God loves you so, so much. And nothing we go through is for naught. You know, it has a purpose, and it not only builds you, but guess what? You may meet someone who also may go through what you go through, and they might need a word of encouragement or some wisdom or some understanding. They might need that too, because guess what? Nothing you go through is just for you. You know, I mean, honestly, if you believe God and you understand that you're here for His good purpose, know this, it is not just for you. Okay, there are people who you will meet, reach, touch, that may just need that word from you, you know, may just need the wisdom, the instruction, the strategy from you, you know, in regard to it. So I want to encourage you in that. You know, just know that it's okay to be motivated. It's okay if you pull on your why so that you can stay disciplined to achieve a goal and to do what it is that you have to do. And it's okay that both work in tandem. You don't have to feel like you're just Superman, Superwoman, you know, all this discipline. You know, even Superman had kryptonite, something that, you know, he couldn't have or whatever, but he needed something to help motivate him to do what he needed to do, you know. And his motivation, I think, with Superman was really his ability to help others, and wanting to help them was his motivation, right? And so I just want to encourage you that none of us are perfect. We all are going to go through things. You know, it's not just for you. Learn the lesson, whatever it is you need to learn. Move forward. Pull on whatever you need to pull on motivationally to keep you disciplined, keep you focused on what you need to do, and encouraged, okay? Encourage yourself, love on yourself, and all will be well. And so just continue. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Also, my aunt wrote a book, and she was a pregnant teenager making it through. And her name is Alice T. Nichols. You can find her book on Amazon, A Pregnant Teenager Making It Through. And we also did an interview on Blog Talk Radio /motivation, 4 Life, that you can check out as well. Again, blogtalkradio.com /motivation, 4 Life. And you can go ahead and check that out whenever you get a chance. Have a great week, guys, and I hope this encourages some of you, all of you, everyone, whoever listens to this, anything that I ever have to say. And have a wonderful, beautiful rest of your week. This is Ella Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Have a great day.